Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 129, and this is the 30320 edition.
Acid, acid, acid.
Is Radio Clash.
What is house? Synchrotronic, KLF, or something you just let in. To me, house is future. Pierre, Fingers, Adonis, etc. The pioneers of the hypnotic groove. Brian Eno, Tangerine Dream, Kraftwerk, Depeche Mode and the Yellow Magic Orchestra. This album dedicated to you.
LFO with intro, and this is Radio Clash 129, and this is 30320. As you might have guessed from that track, it's all about Acid House, and it's 20 years ago this year that Acid House broke big. I know it's probably about 21 years because Future made his Acid tracks in 1986, I think, and the DJs knew about it, but suddenly it became sort of bigger on the scene, and then sort of became very, very big in the summer of Love of 1988. But certainly that's when I first heard of it, so hence the title. And anyway, 30321 or 30319 doesn't sound as good as that anyway, because of course it's a reference to Pacific State and a reference to 808 State. So and you might hear a little bit from them later on. I'm going to start with the track which started it all. The story behind this is, I don't know if it's legendary or it actually happened like that, or it's just urban legend, but the legend was the guy behind Future, I think it's two of them actually, was messing with the 303 synthesizer. The 303 synthesizer was a Roland bass synthesizer. It's this little silver box which it's got loads of little funny knobs on, and it kind of was supposed to emulate the sound of a bassist. It didn't really do that well. It was a bit too synthetic, and it sort of totally flopped in the market. So it was kind of hanging around as a cheap bit of technology, and literally these kids in at Chicago picked it up and started messing with it. And the legend goes there was a flat battery on this one, and suddenly you got this weird squelchy noise, which of course Future then decided to create a single from it, or create a very long track. It was on for about 12 minutes, so I won't be playing all of it. Called it Acid Tracks, and inspired a little revolution, because it was already house music was kicking off. what happened is that you got sets of people like Adonis and DJ Pierre and people like that started putting these tracks together, which were kind of a mix of the jacking craze, which then became house, but also with these very sort of otherworldly synth sounds on them. And certainly it's one of these things that I think it was the 808 drum machine, the 303, and usually some very, very sort of cheap sampling technology, which gave you that kind of very sort of gritty feel. And user tracks were very, very minimal. They were not much more than a beat, maybe a few other drum machines and the synthesizer, the odd vocal, and maybe a synth line. But I think it was the start of minimalist techno, and it's when I got into dance music as well.
Acid. have a dream.
Acid man.
I'm not afraid to die. Human Energy.
The excellent Shaman with Human Energy. That's the Matt Graham Massey mix from 1990, and that's from the Intact album. Before they kind of decided to release everything via the Beatmasters, and had something like, was it three or four consecutive number ones, and something like that, and we're all very big, but kind of got a bit too commercial for me, but I love that album. And then before that was a little bit of Jack the Tab. Now, Jack the Tab was Genesis P. Orridge's Psychic TV exploration into acid house. When you heard about acid house, actually, in fact, they hadn't heard it, or they'd only knew about house. So they tried to make records records that were what they imagined would be like making house music on acid, as in LSD. The thing is, although I didn't cover this at the start, is that acid house and house were around a drug called ecstasy, or MDMA, I'm sure everyone knows, but not acid at all. Acid was a description of apparently of a type of track that Chicago house producers were creating. It was usually a very harsh track or something like that, and they did have a description of it being very acidic or acid, and hence all of the battery acid and all of the references to various acids in house music of that era. Nothing to do with the drug itself. In fact, a lot of the people who were involved in making house music were very anti-drugs, actually. So that was Virginia featuring Mr. Love and Blue Pyramid. But that's from Jack the Tab 2 from 1990. But they originally released Jack the Tab, which doesn't have a 303 on it, which is why I didn't play it, in 1988. Because obviously they probably hadn't heard Air Hazard House record by that time. I can't believe they haven't, because it's very similar. But they're basically trying to do their whole Temple of Psychic Youth thing, but with, you know, through dance music. Then before that, Stagger Humanoid. That's an absolute classic. That's kind of a classic track for me and Kirk and various of my friends. That's Brian Dugans, who went on to join with Gary Cobain and do Future Sound of London. So before that was We Call It Acid by D-Mob, mixed in with a new mashup, which is Acid Boy 5000 by Electric Cowboy. It's Hello Colin. And I sort of dropped those in because he works so well. And I tried that in the Parkade and it worked very well. D-Mob's track was ubiquitous. Not only did they launch the career of Kathy Dennis, which a lot of people would hate them for, a lot of people love them for. It's kind of like a love-hate thing. Also, they took Acid House Overground, they took that track to I think number one, and so a lot of people hate them for that because it became a cool celebra for all the tabloids, and so you know it's one of these classic things when Overground, a bit like Jungle with Shy FX and is it General Levy with that Jungle is Wicked, is that kind of thing. It's when it takes it Overground, everyone hates that track. They think, oh, sell out. It's a bit like the Artful Dodger as well. And then before that was a useless mashup of mine, LFO Can't Turn Around. Of course, LFO, that's from 1991, although I think LFO was actually released in 1990. I seem to remember, if my memory is correct, but the album came out in 91. Frequencies, the album, was a very big influence on me, hence it's LFO is in here twice. In my music making and theories, you know, ideas about tuning and what, you know, how things are in tune and scales and things. And of course, Fire Jackmaster Funk is Love Can't Turn Around, featuring Daryl Pandy, is an early house track as well. And they share a lot, surprisingly. But LFO are into acid, they're in, as they said in the intro, into Future and Adonis and people like that. So LFO is a very, very acid track. And of course, it includes Speak and Spell, which is also in Paul Rutherford's Get Real. I think that's a Paul Rutherford ex of Frankie. I think that's him. Who decided then went into the DJ scene, and that came out in, I think, in 1989. I just know I'm going to get dates wrong, and people are going to go, so, well, look in Google. Google it. Then before that, Superfly Guy, the Fluffy Bagel Mix by S-Express, or Sexpress, as we used to call them. And that should be from, if it's correct, it should be from 1988 or 89, 88, I think. I'd love to have that album on CD. I've actually got Bomb the Bass, and I've just picked up Nana Cherry's album, and I've got a few other things like Hotel Hits of House, which is surprisingly good. But I really would love the I think it's called The Second Reel, I think, or the I can't remember the album by S-Express. I've got it on tape somewhere without any inlay, so I've got no idea what's on it, but it's a great album. But it's a bit like the Adamski album. It's so full of samples they can't reissue it anymore. And then before that was Plastic Man, the 12-inch version of Colcut. Colcut were, of course, on the early... This is all part of the British explosion into acid house, because classic thing happened. In America, wasn't interested. They're all doing the poodle rock thing at the time. House music hits Europe, and especially London, and they go crazy over it, and then they start making their own records. And this is the point where the 303 went crazy, and you had people advertising for TB303 something in the region of $4,000, I seem to remember, at one point, which is stupid. But people just loved that sort of sound, and it couldn't really... A lot of tracks I've got in my collection imitate that sound, but it's kind of very distinctive. And now you can do it in software, but not for a long, long time. Hence the crazy prices around little silver box. And you might recognise that Plastic Man song, because of course it was Doctoring the House. But that's the I think, I'm not totally sure, but I think that's the song that came out before then. And then they decided to do the classic dancing of get Yaz in to do vocals over the top, which I quite like. Doctoring the House as well. It's a classic single. I mean, this is the point. I think it's about 1989, late 1989. You're just getting kind of pop acid. It's kind of gone overground, and it's pop music. And for a long, long time, you had a lot of the acid house sound appearing. But then again, there was kind of a backlash because it was seen as being, you know, related to drugs and various other things. But for a while in dance music, it was just ubiquitous, and then it just died out for a while. And we're going to cover that sort of period in a little bit. So then before that was one of the probably seminal tracks in sort of acid house or dance history is Voodoo Ray by a guy called Gerald Simpson, and that's the Acid Remix. And he didn't get a penny for that, apparently. The guy ran off with the money who did the pressing, Ram Records, I seem to remember, R-A-H-A-M. I don't know if that's the thing, that's him, unless that's the reissue, in Manchester. And so, and he was part of 808 State, which was a track before, which was Flow Coma from the New Build album, which is basically Acid House. It's Acid House all the way through. That came out in 1988. It's interesting, they released the demos a while back, the pre-build. And what people don't know about Gerald Simpson is he co-wrote or wrote Pacific State. But he wasn't credited because of various reasons, because he'd sort of left the group and was doing his own stuff, and I think they didn't credit him on purpose as well, because one people in the group, I think it's Martin Price, really didn't get on with Gerald Simpson, and so didn't credit him for the song, which always pissed him off. So he released a single sampling it and taking the piss out of it, called Specific Hate. Class. So before that was This Is Acid by Morris Joshua, otherwise known as Morris. Again, I think that's from 1988. Jolly Roger Acid Man, that's quite late actually. I think that's about 1990. I'm sure I heard it earlier, but anyway. And then we had Future with Acid Tracks before that. So, as I say, the sound of the ZTV 303, the whole acid sound, kind of fell out of, kind of common parlance about... Well, I would say probably from 1988 it went overground, and then from then on, although there was people like Inner City and whatever for a while had some success, it kind of then, by about 1989, things had changed, and you're getting more into the rave scene. Well, the rave scene also used bits of it. I mean, I was listening to Insomniac by DJ PC, and that's got a 303 all the way through it, so it was still used. And there was bands like Hard Floor who came along later who were using that, and Fluke. And various people like that. And I have to give a shout out to a certain blog, because this has been inspired by Lee Spoons, those 10,000 Spoons, sending me a blog post, a blog link to something called Audio Out, and it's a very good blog, and it's had, some of these songs that I've played today, and it just inspired me. I thought, well, actually, yeah, it's 20 years since it sort of started to get into the charts. So I thought, hey, show there. So, as I say, for probably about 5 years, it kind of was kind of burbling in the background. Ha, 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 I like that metaphor. But it wasn't, the acid sound wasn't really sort of big until you had this song, which I think is the, I'm sure there's other... uses of it, but this is when it started coming back, because Big Beat came back and they started reappropriating, because you've already gone through all the rave and then early drum and bass and dark wave and stuff like that, which is all about sub bass. They weren't really interested in sort of 303 burbles. Yes. Let's make Thundercats references and not get the show done, Tim. That's good. So this is Fatboy Slim. Everybody needs a 303.
Check this out. Never ask me again. 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 carnivorous. Never ask it again.
I did that.
We'll be right back.
One, Two, Skip a Few, 99, 100. That was an up-to-date version of Acid. That's It's an Acid by Simeon Mobile Disco. And you know what really annoys me with that track is at the end is like a beep, like a Nokia beep at the end. Not added by me, that's actually in the track. And every time I hear it, I go, oh, my mobile's gone off. And then it's like, ah, no, it's caught me again. Yes, that's just me. Then before that was Acid Track by Dillinger. I think that track is that distorted. Dillinger just goes through and distorts everything. It's a bit like the Justice and That Lock did. But that's from 1995, I think. Then before that, or from 95 as well, from the Narcotic Suite off... I've forgotten the album name. That's Skylined by The Prodigy. I'll just check. Yes, Music for the Jilted Generation. Very classic album. One of the first, not the first, resurgence of the 303, but part of that sort of mid 90s sort of 303 comeback. Then from, sometime in the mid 90s, that's Acid Again by Meat Beat Manifesto. From 98, actually, it says here. I'm not sure I would totally believe that, but yes, that's from the actual Sounds and Voices album. I've used that in mixes before. I love the way she says it's Acid Again, but the thing is, it's actually so slow. It's just a slow track. Then we're showing some Lumpy Love. That's High State of Timekeeping by Lumpy. That is a mashup of High State of Consciousness by Josh Wink, which came out in the mid-90s. And of course, Coldplay, Clocks, which didn't come out in the mid-90s. And then before that was Everybody Needs a 303 by Fatboy Slim. Yes, Norman or Quentin or whatever he's called this week. So, and that's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this. It's a bit of a kind of trip into memory lane for me. Loads of tracks that I sort of grew up with, definitely. And a few that I hadn't heard before, but mostly stuff I knew. And I know, yes, we've sort of skipped 10 years. I could actually do, like, tons of shows, although it gets a bit sketchy after the whole Big Beat Bust. Can't say that when you're drunk. Big Beat Bust. It kind of goes a bit kind of, there's sort of some distorty, techno-y tracks, but certainly... that's partly where my interest in Daz music starts to wane. So I don't know if that hole is there is because there's actually 5 trillion Acid tracks I don't know about. I know there's Plastic Man and a few other people were doing stuff with them, but it's kind of, it burbled underground again. Yes, burble. Sort of has come back with the whole kind of new rave, I hate that term, and the whole kind of, sort of electro dance phenomenon, and as Ian Fondue said about Simeon, they are basically Acid for the noughties, really. They are naughty Acid, naughty. So you can find out more about Radio Clash by going to mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I do like feedback, it keeps the show going. It does. And I'm going to end on 2 tracks. Yes, we're going to sort of chill it down because it's all been very like beat, although it's all been 125 BPM almost. That's why one of the only times I've DJed on vinyl, I did Acid House and then realised even I can DJ with Acid House because it's all the same bloody BPM. And sorry, I'm being a DJ talking about BPM, shoot me. But it's true, it's all the same tempo almost. Not all of it, but it kind of varies between about sort of 5 to 10%. It's really odd. It's all pretty much the same, and it's like, okay, which means it's very easy to mix into a disco. Tracks like Space, that's one of the first ever kind of live kind of mashy up live mixes I did with Space into, I think it was Humanoid, if you know Space Magic Fly. Some of the comments I've been reading about Acid House have been saying about how it was around early. Yes, certainly the sounds were there. There's a mix of Let Me Go, the US mix of from 1983, which is so Acid style. It's kind of it's not far from the mix, and it's not so kind of like, you know, oh, let it work out its own, you know, all the filter sweeps, but it's got that same kind of sort of feel to it. And there's a few other tracks. I mean, they also mentioned Section 25, Looking From Hilltop, which again is very Acid House, and that's 85. But certainly it's also the samples and it's also the beats. It's also the fact there isn't anything else to the track either. So it's, I think I always see the Futures Acid tracks as a bit of an art piece, the way it works. And I had read about in Last Night in DJ Saved My Life how it had been first played, which is Ron Hardy played it in 85 of all times. And wasn't released till 87. So this show is correct in a way. He played it four times, and the first time they weren't interested, second time some people danced, third time a few more people danced, fourth time they loved it. And I wish more DJs were like that. The old style DJ thing of saying you are going to like this or else. I wish more people were like that nowadays, whereas it's always the whatever the customer wants nowadays. So I'm off to kind of get some sleep. This is from the Acid Brass Project, which was done by Jeremy Deller. This is Williams Ferry and Brass Band with Strings of Life. Not really, it is an acid house. It's a house, acid house. It's claimed by many people, and it doesn't have a 303 in it. So I'm playing and not playing the original, but it does at least one track in that. You might have noticed one track in that mix. I think it was the Dillinger. Didn't seem, though it's called Acid Track, it doesn't, I think, have a 303, or it's 303-like-esque. Strings of Life was part of the whole other side of acid house, which is kind of the minimal and the synthesizers, but it's all very kind of like the chord stabs, which is also shared with early house as well. But the house went off into the soulful vocal territory, and where you kind of garage, and you've got house, which tends to use piano chords, and then you've got the acid house. So it kind of doesn't really fit in any of them really. So I'll claim it for this show. And then after that, Acid I Fell, which is another example of a later version of Acid, I think. Which is this is actually Maxence Cyrin's piano version of Acid I Fell, which is originally by Laurent Garnier and Chaz. And yes, he's another one of those people, and Luke Vibert and Carrier District and quite a few other people. Acid seems to be beloved by the Warp lot and a lot of the IDM people. So you've got CFAX Acid Crew and people like that who are still keeping it going. Yeah, acid will never die, as they said. So this is Strings of Life, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you.